Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, I would be the first one to tell you that you should be allowed to have a safe sanctimony area wherever you choose to have one. And there are some areas out there like churches, homes, schools, you know, just about any area where law-abiding people can go. They should all be safe. Right? You should be able to feel totally and completely safe. However, unfortunately, that is not the reality. Rampage killings, rampage shootings can happen anywhere. And churches seem to be a popular target for the depraved mind that would want to carry out such an attack for various reasons. Yet, over at 538, they highlight how some have responded to two different high-profile rampage killings or rampage shootings in church. And what you have here is a tale of two pastors and two rampage shootings. Now, here in South Carolina, on a balmy June evening in 2015, a young man with a blunt bowl haircut walked into the Mother Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, to join a Wednesday night Bible study. And as the worshipers closed their eyes in prayer, he fired at least 70 shots, killing 9 people. Among the dead were Ethel Lee Lance, the mother of the Reverend Sharon Risher, and two of Risher's cousins. It was a tragedy that was allowed to occur due to the ineptness of the background check system. 2 years later, on a bright Sunday morning in November, a man in a skull mask fired some 700 rounds outside and inside the First Baptist Church at Sutherland Springs, leaving 20 people injured and 26 dead. A pregnant woman, her unborn baby, and the 14-year-old daughter of the church's pastor, Frank Pomeroy, were among those killed. There's also a tale of two very different responses to tragedy and trauma coming out of this. Both pastors buried their dead, mourned their incalculable losses, read their Bibles and prayed, and eventually returned to their ministries. But Risher, a non-denominational Christian pastor, dedicated herself to gun law reform and reducing access to weapons. Pomeroy, a Southern Baptist, armed and trained his church members and routinely wears his weapon in the pulpit. Risher, from her home in Charlotte, North Carolina, said, to me, being a follower of Jesus means that I will always advocate for nonviolence. My thinking is I don't condemn anyone for owning a gun, but I want people to realize the power of the violence they hold in their hand when they have a gun. And that just because you have a right to own a gun does not mean you have to exercise the right to use it. Which, I understand, if all of those statements are absolutely ridiculous, but this is her trying to find some semblance of order and closure in something she can't find. That's just something you can't find when one of your loved ones is taken from you, ripped from you that way. And I think that nonviolence is generally the best way to approach most things. A nonviolent response is often far more likely to get attention and provoke sympathy for your case. But I also recognize that some people are going to be violent, and all you can meet them with is an equal but opposite violent response. Richard says she doesn't condemn people for owning a gun, but also argues that just because you have the right to own one doesn't mean you have to exercise your right to use it. I don't disagree with that per se, but if this is the totality of her position, why is she calling for the reform of gun law? And the gun laws that she wants reformed aren't exactly telling people they don't have to use a gun. We don't have any laws on the books that tell a private citizen they need to use a firearm at any point, except for laws that require a shooting test to get a concealed carry permit. But not everybody responds that way. Pomeroy, who has a military background and grew up hunting, sees carrying a gun as an extension of his responsibility to protect his flock. And he's both licensed and trained to use a handgun, and he carried one before the shooting at his rural church. He said God has endowed some of us with the capability to be a warrior, and others not. And some are on the front line, and some are in the supply room. And both are equally important, but they're gifted in different ways. And that's why it's important that we go to the Lord and seek what we're supposed to do individually. And then if he says, yes, carry that firearm, I have no problem carrying that firearm. I'm with Reverend Pomeroy. Others do not think that way, and 538 highlights a number of them. And, you know, I have some inkling what these two pastors, you know, may have gone through. We're not going to go into that. But whenever you see something like this, whenever you look at something like this, you always, especially if you're a pro-gun advocate, if you're a Second Amendment advocate like I am, you cannot help but question yourself. And then you look at the data and you're like, absolutely, I've been right the whole time. And it's never the tool's fault. You know, whatever is used to commit a killing has no moral compass. It's the person using it, wielding it, that's the problem. And these people are wrong. And I understand they're wrong. I get how a rampage killing, a horrific event like this, can create a gun control activist. And we see this. We see this all the time. But we've seen a number of instances where someone was pro-gun before shooting, and they maintained the pro-gun stance afterward. And sometimes, even more so. And this is just a prime example of looking at two people and seeing the two different ways they responded to this. The thing that I... When everybody's out there and they're jacked up with emotion, and they've lost someone, there's nothing ever going to bring them back. There's nothing ever going to erase this incident from your view. You always be aware of it. If it's somebody in your immediate family, I can't imagine what it's like to lose a child, for example. I am so happy I've not experienced that. But I know people do that every day for various reasons. And it doesn't matter what the reason is when that happens. I'm sure that for them, it doesn't matter what age they pass away either, this child. They will always be thinking, what might they have they become had they lived this long, or had they lived... And it's a game. It's a loop of pain. And I understand that. So it's not so much how you were before that interests me. It's how you are after. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com.
ABC News.
They have been, quote, rethinking gun violence for a little while. Their series has mostly been talking about how we need more gun control or how guns are evil or things like that. And, there's a number of things coming off of that. But they've given us a fair bit already. So I guess really in a lot of ways we should probably thank them. But much of the time I'm more than prepared to take issue with what they say. But I looked at one today that I just found interesting in general. Because they decided to look at why minorities are buying guns these days. And after months of anti-Asian hate incidents making headlines across the United States, Clyde, a 69-year-old Japanese-American living in Northern California, grew afraid. Stories of assault, verbal attacks, and deadly shootings against Asians in the Bay Area put him and his wife on edge. He feared an assailant may see them as perfect victims for an attack. And he said, "Age is beginning to make me one of those easy targets." And he asked ABC News to use only his first name for his protection, which is why, he said, he bought his first handgun. Clyde said, "I don't go looking for trouble." He's now a member of the Asian Pacific American Gun Owners Association. But to ignore the inconvenient truth that Asians are targets isn't going to stop the attacks. And Clyde is one of many people of color, as they call them now, who purchased an illegal handgun last year, according to a number of gun trade groups. In 2020, the U.S. saw the highest number of hate crimes in more than 10 years, according to the FBI. Anti-black hate crimes rose nearly 40% from 2019 to 2020. And there was 2,755 reported incidents targeting black or African-American people, whatever that is, in the U.S. in 2020, making this demographic the most targeted racial group by a large margin. Hate crimes targeting the Asian community in the U.S. rose by about 73% in 2020 when compared to 2019's numbers, from 158 to 274. Hate crimes against Latinos dropped, but still surpassed 500 incidences in both years. So, in other words, people are worried about being the victim of a hate crime, and they're taking steps to deal with it. That's a perfectly reasonable and responsible way to look at things. I wonder how much of the media ginning up certain things has occurred to cause some of these people. And I would have to take a look at these numbers. But if you feared being targeted for an attack like this, wouldn't you buy a gun? And, of course, ABC News also had to try and introduce the anti-Second Amendment spin by claiming guns don't actually make you safer. Like a study by the anti-violence group, the Violence Policy Center, found that in 2017, there were only 298 justifiable homicides in the U.S. involving a private citizen using a gun, according to the FBI. And you know what? I find that weird and sort of ghoulish, because their only measure for the effectiveness of gun ownership is how many people armed citizens shoot and kill. That's nowhere near accurate. Because if pointing a gun at someone and demanding money is a violent crime, and it is, then pointing a gun back at them and telling them to go away should count as well. Presentation of a firearm outpaces gun crimes in general. And it is the predominant part of defensive gun use. And with that in mind, if people are concerned about being the victim of a hate crime, then arming yourself is reasonable. It's like it'll likely result in fewer hate crimes taking place. I don't know what ABC News will have to say when that happens. But once again, I'm still skeptical of the numbers because right now, you know, just being honest, most of the anti-Asian crimes are happening at the hands of black gang members. And I would love to know where all of these hate crimes against black Americans are occurring. Where is this happening? Is it happening in the inner city? Are we calling those hate crimes now? What exactly is a hate crime? Dude, this is the thing. We've got so much minutia built up out there to where, you know, words used to mean something. Now they're just sort of a camouflage for various agendas. And some of this stuff is just downright silly. But what is a hate crime? Now, Ahmaud Arbery, I'm going to talk about him in a little bit. That might turn out to be a hate crime. Because it looks suspiciously to me like he was targeted. Kyle Rittenhouse, the attempt to kill Kyle Rittenhouse. That looks to me to be possibly a hate crime on the parts of the young fellas they were trying to kill Kyle Rittenhouse that he stopped. And that's where all of these guys, all of these anti-violence people lose me, because while I'm here preaching against all violence, they seem to only want to go against gun violence. And then they don't want to go against the gun violence that's actually done by the criminals. They're more interested in keeping you from ever having a gun. So if you are a minority and you have bought a weapon to protect yourself, first of all, welcome to my world. Second of all, take it seriously. Get out there and train with your weapon. Familiarize yourself with it. Let it become an extension of you. Carry it everywhere you can. Everywhere you can. If you have to have a permit, go get the permit. If you live in a state where you don't need a permit, carry it anyway. Carry it good to go. You don't even need to, you can just start carrying it. And be aware. And keep your eyes open. And don't be a victim. Now you have an option. You have an option now. That's you know, getting out there and lamenting why minorities are buying guns. I'm ecstatic about it. Everybody, every law-abiding person in America should be able to defend themselves. For the ones that choose not to, okay, fine. Hey. Nothing, there's not a law, like I said earlier, that says you have to have a gun or use a gun. There's no law like that. I'm just against laws that say I can't, and I shouldn't, and I won't be allowed to. That's not for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate's top Republican is ripping Democrats for moving ahead to try to pass another social spending bill.
A massive addition of another $2 trillion the country is not asking for and doesn't want, and we had a referendum on what they're doing last Tuesday in Virginia and New Hampshire and New Jersey.
The bill costs $1.75 trillion, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, believes Americans don't want to see it advance. Top health officials are now lowering the age for when some people should be screened for diabetes. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force saying screening should happen at age 35 for those who are overweight or obese. The CDC saying more than 34 million Americans have diabetes but don't know it. To check if you have diabetes, all you need to do is take a blood test. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gas prices have resumed their march toward $3.50 a gallon. AAA showing the national average for regular is past $3.42 a gallon. The national average price of regular is now up about $1 a gallon since the beginning of the year. According to the Labor Department, more than 500,000 Americans found jobs in October, but this comes as many businesses in the United States still face labor shortages. St. Louis Fed Reserve Bank President James Bullard tells Fox Business what he believes can be done to encourage more people to get to work.
Giving signing bonuses, retention bonuses, outright increases in wages, so I think changing working conditions. So I think there are a lot of things that can be done and are being done to attract workers.
A massive March for Freedom rally taking place in Los Angeles Monday afternoon to protest vaccine mandates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. I have long said that anti-gunners know the utility of guns. They just don't want you to have one. And we see examples of this all the time. Like, here's one for you. Feds seize illegal machine gun from Alderman Jim Gardner's ward superintendent. And he's still on the job. This is coming out of Chicago Block Club, Chicago, reported Tuesday. Charles Sikinich is also being sued by a man who says Sikinich and Gardner falsely accused him of a crime, harassed him, and had him arrested over a lost mobile phone. Under Illinois law, machine guns are illegal, and people caught with them could face 3 to 7 years in prison. Sentencing guidelines vary with recommendations between 6 and 30 years if the weapon is found to be loaded or in a vehicle. And despite the seizure happening in August, Sikinich, who makes over $100,000 a year, still out there driving his city truck. So my question becomes, was this a crime for which an ordinary citizen would be arrested and prosecuted committee or not? But then again, Sikanich and Gardner are far from being ordinary citizens, and nothing exemplifies that like their past conduct and the way they wield their power. Most recently, Gardner has been removed from Democrat Party posts over abhorrent and despicable behavior, including misogynistic, homophobic, and obscene language towards several people. Now, in a woke circle, these would be kisses of death. Now, to the rest of the world, those aren't as bad as other claims against him, like the two ethics violations under investigation for using his office to retaliate against his political foes and accounts that Gardner is under federal investigation for allegedly taking bribes and demanding payments before taking official action. Then there's reports that he boots citizens about who ask about the allegations out of public meetings. And here's the thing. It doesn't look to be a matter of power corrupts. A chronology of his career from when he got into politics raises all kinds of troubling allegations, including asking how he could start the Fire Academy in 2005, a month before resigning from his full-time teaching position, and a 2016-2018 post noting, "This period of substitute teaching begins just before he reportedly began stalking his former girlfriend and then shortly after the restraining order against him expired." And then we have Sikanich, the guy with the C's Steyer, and looking at his police record suggests why he'd be a perfect addition to Team Gardner. Battery, physical conduct, unlawful representation as a police officer, retail theft at Addison Mall, retail theft at the Kmart, driving under the influence of a drug, operating a motor vehicle without insurance, and crashing into a parked car. That said, it's not like Chicago Democrat ward politics are known for anything besides being bastions of privilege and hypocrisy, and this is especially true when you start involving guns. Consider how the law there was back in 2008 and how prior Alderman Richard Mell got around and changed them to his exclusive benefit. Basically, if you hadn't grandfathered your handgun in since 1982, and re-registered it and your other firearms every year, the law forbids you from having them. And Mel helped pass that law. But Mel forgot to re-register his weapons last year. First he tried to blame it on a staffer failing to do it for him. But anybody else there in Chicago that has to do this has to do it personally. They can't get somebody else to do it for him. Then he tried getting the Chicago Police Department's gun registration section to allow him to re-register his guns belatedly, but not having any provision of law that would allow them to do that, they declined. So what's an anti-gun elite gun-owning Chicago politician to do? Well, Mel has quietly introduced an ordinance that would reopen gun registration in Chicago and create a one-month amnesty for himself and other gun owners in the same predicament. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to Sikanich and Gardner, but if you were just a regular old gun owner in Chicago, you could be certain that your fate would have already been handed down. And you can take heart that the alderman is out there doing his part for common sense gun safety law that would put you behind a wall. We get who put this on his, Gardner. The hashtag Department of Justice is bringing a strike force to combat gun violence in Chicago. Too little, too late. This was on his Facebook page. And have you ever seen that movie Chinatown with Jack Nicholson? You should see it. You should see it. But because it's a very good film. But it's a neo-noir classic movie. But if you see it, then you would find out that this sums up the futility of trying to get justice from a system that is irredeemably criminal. At the end of the movie, Jake, played by Jack Nicholson, has been trying to save Faye Dunaway, and Faye Dunaway is shot by a cop as she drives away. She has her daughter in the car, and they shoot her in the head as she drives away. And Jake is there asking why all this had to happen. He doesn't understand what's going on. And one of his colleagues rolls up on him and says, forget it, Jake, it's Chi-Town. Or Chinatown in this case, but, you know, this is what you'd be saying in Chicago now. Just forget about it, it's Chi-Town. If you listened to the show earlier, you know that I have a problem with people that continue to feed this machine and keep re-electing these people. Because they're not out there. All they're out there doing, I don't know how they run their race or anything, but they're not grabbing people by the neck and forcing them to vote for them. They're not pointing guns at people getting them to vote for them. So they have people voluntarily voting for them, keeping them in place. This guy here, Gardner, he's been voted in. Mel, he's been voted in. And apparently they keep getting elected and reelected and reelected and reelected. So I just sit here. And on the one hand, while I get out there and I lament, I mean, anytime something good happens for the good people of Chicago or any of these anti-gun bastions of pain, whenever something like that happens, I rejoice. And at the same time, I know it's temporary. Because what was there before will be back again. Today we got a minor respite. It's temporary, unfortunately. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let lets you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Gage Grosskreutz, you've heard Dean and I talk about this young fella. He was one of three men who was shot by then 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse during the Kenosha riots last August. And he was the only one to survive his injuries. And he decided to take to the stand with prosecutors hoping to use his first-hand account of that night to portray the teen as the aggressor that night, first provoking Joseph Rosenbaum and then murdering him when Rosenbaum lunged at him, and then shooting and killing Anthony Huber when the second protester tried to prevent Rittenhouse from getting away. Grosskreutz, who was shot by Rittenhouse moments after Huber was, would be the witness who could provide the jury with a first-hand account of why Rittenhouse wasn't acting in self-defense. That was their goal. But instead, like so many of the prosecution's witnesses that testified during the first week of the trial, Grosskreutz completely undercut the case against Rittenhouse and helped bolster the teen's claims of self-defense. the problem with Grosskreutz's testimony, it began when he acknowledged that he himself was carrying a gun that night, one that he wasn't licensed to carry because his permit had expired. Grosskreutz claims to not have been aware of that at the time, but also failed to disclose to the police during his first and second interviews that he not only was armed, but had his gun in his hand when he approached Rittenhouse. Which, I don't know about you, but if somebody comes at me with a gun in hand, you know, if they're not, like, backing towards me, giving, you know, covering my six, I'm going to be concerned. Grosskreutz said under questioning from prosecutors that he believed Rittenhouse might have been an active shooter, but told defense attorneys under cross-examination that he really had no direct knowledge that Rittenhouse had committed a crime. And in fact, he said that Rittenhouse actually ran by him and said something about the other guy shooting first, remembering that a gunshot was fired in the air behind Rittenhouse moments before Rosenbaum reached for the teen's rifle and was fatally shot. and that Rittenhouse was going to the police. Now, Grosskreutz, for whatever reason, decided to pursue Rittenhouse himself and drew his gun as he ran behind. Grosskreutz described seeing Rittenhouse fall and an unknown guy try to kick the guy teen in the head, as well as watching Anthony Huber whack Rittenhouse in the head with a skateboard. Grosskreutz, in fact, told defense attorneys that one of the reasons why he was running to the scene gun in hand is because he was concerned that Rittenhouse could be injured by individuals attacking him. Now, if Grosskreutz was concerned with this, imagine how Rittenhouse felt. And in what is likely the defining moment of the case so far, defense attorney Corey Shirafisi got Grosskreutz to admit that he himself wasn't shot by Rittenhouse until the teen had reason to believe Grosskreutz posed a threat to his life. The exchange went a little something like this. Shirafisi, when you were standing 3 to 5 feet from him with your arms in the air, he never fired, correct? Grosskreutz, that is correct. Shirafisi, it wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him with your gun in your hands, now pointed at him, that he fired, right? Grosskreutz, who paused, correct. I've said all along I'm keeping an open mind about this case. As open as is possible, despite all this, the serious stupidity going on within it. And it just keeps getting harder and harder to do this. And so this was the biggest of several concerning details of the Grosskreutz testimony. In neither of his interviews with police did Grosskreutz mention the fact that he had a gun in his hand or on his person when he was shot by Rittenhouse. Grosskreutz claimed on the witness stand that the first interview with police had taken place shortly after he'd come out of surgery, and he wasn't really thinking clearly. Although we do have video of you running up there with a gun in your hand, son. Once again, Shirafisi was able to poke holes in that claim by pointing out that Grosskreutz has the presence of mind to refuse to tell police where he worked, something Grosskreutz said he did because he was concerned for his personal safety. Seems odd that Grosskreutz would forget such an important detail while his brain was still clear enough to engage in critical thinking skills. And the fact that Grosskreutz also declined to mention that he was armed while he was shot in his $10 million civil suit against the city of Kenosha is also pretty telling. In fact, Grosskreutz's attorney in the civil case was present in the second police interview, and she advised her client that day, do not answer any of the police's questions about the shooting, because this would include any questions about Grosskreutz's own gun handling that night. Grosskreutz claims today that he had his hands raised because he was attempting to surrender to Rittenhouse, but he lowered his gun when he saw Rittenhouse re-rack the slide of his rifle. And video from the scene does show Grosskreutz with his hands in the air a split second after Huber was shot, but 1 second later his hands are down while Rittenhouse's rifle is now pointing towards the ground. And this is not happening in a vacuum. There's a dozen other individuals surrounding Rittenhouse as he's laying in the street. But Rittenhouse doesn't wildly spray round after round. He is focused solely on these individuals who appear to be posing a threat to his physical safety, something that even Grosskreutz admitted described Anthony Huber. During the last bit of cross-examination, Grosskreutz was asked about a comment he made by his then-roommate about Grosskreutz when he was still in the hospital. Jacob Marshall posted a picture from Grosskreutz's hospital bed, and in the comments stated that his friend's only regret was not killing the kid and hesitating to pull the gun before emptying the entire mag into him. On the stand, you can imagine that's sort of a damning statement. From the stand, Grosskreutz denied ever making that statement, and in fact turned and appeared to look directly at the jury while doing so. Quite an odd theatrical moment. And based on some of his earlier testimony, I don't know how credible any of that might have been. It will be interesting to see if the prosecution risks calling Marshall to explain why he allegedly lied about what his roommate said, or if they try to just move on. Grosskreutz may have believed he was stopping an active shooter coming to the defense of someone being attacked, or a combination of the two, depending on who's asking the questions. But at the end of the day, Grosskreutz isn't the one on trial. Kyle Rittenhouse is. Grosskreutz might believe he was doing the right thing and chasing after Rittenhouse that night. He could possibly, I don't know in what way, because he was actually trying to shoot Rittenhouse. I've seen the video. He was trying to get a bead on him. But he might have believed he was doing the right thing and chasing after Rittenhouse that night. He might even have a valid self-defense claim. But this doesn't negate Rittenhouse's own, and his testimony on Monday morning did nothing to convince me that Rittenhouse wasn't reasonably acting in defense of his life when he shot Rosenbaum, Huber, and Grosskreutz in those chaotic moments. We're going to see where this ends up, but I mean, this is beginning to look farcical. And it should look farcical, because this was never murder. This was never murder. This kid tried to give himself up. This kid tried to run away. I'm not going to tell you what I would have done in that situation. I probably would have been charged with something, and it probably would have been true. And I laugh about that, because all of these people that are doing these things and trying all these violent things, when they default to violence that way, we're not doing any good for ourselves. We need to figure out a way to be better. But with people like Grosskreutz, Rosenbaum, Huber, I don't know. I just don't know. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. Always going to be. About total control, this has been Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.